Well, she came home and was just raving. And just tell everybody kind of what you told me, what really hit you most about this place.
Well, I haven't stopped talking about it since I visited Ellie. I mean, it's the most incredible place. All of these animals have come from all forms of abuse, and yet they're so trusting of people. I think that's the thing that overwhelmed me the most, was how incredibly loving they are toward people who have really abused them. And not just with Ellie, but everybody that goes to visit there. And it's just an amazing experience to hug a cow and just throw your arm around a goat.
It really did look like old McDonald's farm. Like, when at first shot of all the animals together, almost looked like you put them in there, you know, in post. Like, they didn't really all get along. And they all get along, right, Ellie?
Yeah.
And what's great about that, you can go to the website, because we really want you to learn more about it. But one of the cool things is it's open to the public on Sundays. And tell people about that and who comes in and what you do with the public.
Yeah, so we're open to the public on Sundays from 10 to 2, and people can come and hug the cows and brush the horses and give the pigs tummy rubs and hear their stories. And then during the week, we do private groups. So we work with special needs kids, kids on probation in foster care from the inner city. And they come in, and through the interaction with the animals, they learn kindness, compassion, self-esteem. They really find themselves among the animals.
Right. They can kind of relate to somebody maybe not treating them so well, and then yet they still have that kind of trust.
Yeah, because the animals have the same stories as the kids have.